what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Merry Christmas to all of you. It is a joy to welcome you to St. Paul's tonight, or this afternoon as the case may be. But I realize as I say those words, and I say those words week after week as I welcome people here among us, that it really isn't my welcome, but it's a welcome of God Himself to God's people who gather together on whatever the occasion may be. God welcomes God's people because He knows that quite often we're slower than we need to be. Our scripture is filled with stories of how God has called God's people into a relationship with Him, and how time and time and time again, humanity turns their back and goes their own way. Our New Testament from Hebrews says that in many and various ways, God has spoken through the ages. God has reached out His hand and tried His best to draw us in to a relationship with Him. But again and again and again, we turn away. In John's Gospel tonight, we hear that in the beginning, God created. God created God's Word. God created us. God created all of creation. And in that creation, there was hope. There was hope for a creation that would live in and for Him. The gospel ends with these words, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." There is no doubt in my mind that at this time and in this place, there is nothing more we need than grace and truth. It is God's grace that we proclaim today. It is God's unbounding and unmerited love for us that we gather for to give thanks this night. It's not because we earned it. It's not because we deserve it. It's not because there are so many check marks on that blackboard in heaven next to our name. But it's for one reason and one reason alone. And that is God loves us. We celebrate tonight that the Word indeed did become flesh. It became flesh in the person of Jesus Christ in and through the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. We are here because Mary said yes to God. She said yes to being the one who would bring Jesus into this world. Tonight we need to remember that just as Mary said yes, we too must say yes. We must be the ones who are the incarnation of God's love and grace and truth to this generation in which we live. The Word has become flesh in the person of Jesus, and we are that Word now living in the world. As God gave us Jesus, so we give the hope and the joy that we celebrate tonight with everyone that we meet. John reminds us that the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have received that grace and that truth. Let us now go forth. Let us go forth receiving that gift and be the grace and truth that this world so desperately needs. Amen.